Mr. Arun Kumar Goyal, in the first part of the interview, we have talked about the functioning of the Indian consulate. Now, I would like to ask you something related to the Malayali community in Australia. As you may be aware, a large number of Malayalis here are nurses. But the job opportunities in this sector has gone down recently. Still, many nursing agents and institutes in India are advertising that there is a vast opportunity here, which is absolutely wrong, in fact. Last year, I know hundreds of Malayali nurses have gone back from Australia without finding a job. Have you ever noticed this issue, or could you do anything in this issue?
We have not come across any such case. However, I would request the community through the SBS radio to bring all such instances to the notice of the High Commission in Canberra and the Sydney Consulate. I assure you that the consulate would be proactive in bringing these unethical and unscrupulous agents in India to the notice of the Ministry of Overseas Indian Affairs. However, it needs to be mentioned that visas for arrival into Australia are issued by the Australian High Commission and their consulates in India. And there is no system for us to know or check who is getting the visa and on what grounds. If the nurses are arriving in Australia, obviously they are arriving with some visa issued to them. Now, if the information given about the job prospects is wrong or misleading, then it is for the Australian government to check that why were the visas issued in the first place. No. It is like the education agents who promise a much rosier picture than is the reality.
Okay, Mr. Goyal, but how can you ask the Australian government to take an action in this regard? I have talked to the immigration department in Canberra. What they said was, since the agents are based in India, it's for the Indian government to take any action.
So I can only say that any applicant coming out of India must cross-check the information. Today, the agent's job is very simple. They just advertise in the regional language newspaper a mobile phone number and something misleading, and they could be changing their address. So it is very difficult for us to police them. But as I said, we can bring it to the notice of the ministry if some case comes to our notice.
Okay, there's another issue related to this. The job market in Australia is fluctuating. Lots of Indians have lost their jobs recently, especially in IT sector and all. When the job situation in Australia changes like this, do you have any mechanism to inform the Indian community about that?
Sadly, no, but the consulate tries to assist people of Indian origin in distress. The Ministry of Overseas Indian Affairs has established a special Indian Community Welfare Fund, which is aimed at providing emergency boarding and lodging for distressed overseas Indian workers, or provide an air passage to stranded overseas Indians in need, or to provide initial legal assistance in deserving cases. For example, in the recent past, we have assisted several women victims of domestic violence or marriage fraud by providing financial and legal help, as also assisting with their resident visa cases with the Australian Immigration Authorities, provided we ourselves were convinced of the genuineness and the deserving nature of their case. However, for IT industry downturn or outsourcing, it is a reflection of changing economic situation. And we find that IT professionals themselves are able to find jobs in other locations.
Okay, Mr. Goyal, finally coming to another point. We had a regional Pravasi Bharat Divas held in Sydney last year. Did it help the Indian community in Australia in any way? I have talked to many journalist friends in Delhi who had covered the Pravasi Bharat Divas Sammelan held in Delhi. I was told that no follow-up discussions about the Sydney regional PBD was there.
See, the first and foremost, the two events are totally different. The main Pravasi Bharatiya Divas PBD is held every year in India in different locations in the month of January. Last year it was held in Cochin. This January, last month, it has been held in Delhi. The main purpose of the regional PBD, on the other hand, the kind which was held in Sydney in November, was networking among people of Indian origin in the Asia-Pacific region. This event facilitated discussions on a wide range of issues concerning the Indian diaspora in this region. The presence of the Minister of Overseas Indian Affairs, delegations from MOA, CII, OIFC, and the state governments of Maharashtra and Kerala provided delegates with an opportunity to interact with the highest levels of government and industry. Now, as a follow-up, events are being planned to be held in other major cities of Australia during this year. So far, I think the feedback we got was the delegates were unanimous that the event in November was very well organized and the programs covered all aspects of issues related to the diaspora.
Okay, Mr. Arun Kumar Goyal, thank you very much for talking to SBS Malayalam Radio.
Thank you so much. It has been my privilege to connect with you people through the medium of SBS Malayalam Radio. Kerala is one area where I am more than happy to visit again and again, and I have very fond regard for the cuisine and the people of Kerala.
Nice to hear that. Thank you.